Somebody asked Brother Russell once how he slept last night. And his response was, a little on the left side, a little on the right. I hope you got a lot on each side. There is a line in the morning resolve that says, I will not seek to please and honor self. Somebody want to tell us what that means to you? Or have you never thought about it? Brother Al.
Well, self is the flesh. And if we please and honor the flesh, we're not pleasing and honoring the spirit.
Okay, thank you. More?
The rest of the sentence that we left the Lord.
I purposely left that out. Go ahead.
So the focus is on the Lord.
Okay, thank you, Sister Cheryl. I will seek not. Interesting, you got to seek. Apparently it doesn't happen automatically. Seek not to honor self. Well, it says please and honor self. Is there a difference? There's a lot in that little line. More. And we can have repeats. I mean, Cheryl and Al can say more. Carol.
I think about the hymn that says, to God be the glory, great things he has done. So love to the world that gave us his son. And all of that applies. So it's like Cheryl said, we don't deserve the glory.
Okay. How do you seek not to do one of those things? Well, Tom.
You said it doesn't happen by itself, but self-will and pride does happen by itself. It's ingrained in us. So you have to seek not to do that. And you can't just empty yourself and leave nothing. You have to fill it with seeking the Lord. You can't just stop doing something. You have to replace it with something. And our natural inclination is pride and self-will and self-gratification. And that's the constant battle. As soon as you consecrate, or even before, that's when the battle begins.
Okay, so Sister Cheryl's point is very valid. You got to put the end on the sentence. You seek it by transference. Okay. Any more? I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. Martha.
Wouldn't the flesh rather sit at home? Stay in bed this morning. Wouldn't the flesh had rather, I'm tired, I don't want to go to the meeting, or I'm tired, I don't want to go help the brethren, or, I'd rather do something else. And that battle is constant. It's constantly with us, and we have to put it down all the time, because it will get the better of us if we don't. Yes, the flesh a lot of times wants to not do something, but it's for the new creature's sake that we fight against it all the time.
There's probably a handful of times that I actually wanted to go to the meeting on Sunday morning. My flesh. It's never willing in the morning. What's honor self? Anybody ever try to honor self? What's that mean? But Tom.
Well, when you think of honor self, you try to do something that would be recognition that you have done something. But when you look at the body of Christ, there's no I in the spelling of body. It's the recognition of the head when we put ourselves down and recognize the head and do everything with respect to the head, then we give honor to the head, not to self.
Okay, so here's a loaded question coming out of your comment. Should you put yourself down? Is that the equivalent of not honoring self? I saw a head going like this here.
Well, obviously, Sister Nancy already answered this for me.
that's not the case either. But we should, what we do is we do all to the glory and honor of our Lord and our very Heavenly Father. So we can, if we recognize ourselves and put ourselves down, it still has an element of pride in our hearts. And that's not what we want to have.
Okay. Well, we could probably talk for about an hour on this. But the thought is, during the day or during the week, think about that. All those things. How do you seek not to do something? Usually you seek in order to do something, but this is seeking not to do something. And then there's the two elements, pleasing self and honoring self. Apparently they're not the same. And then the shift at the end of the sentence. Pleasing the Lord and honoring Him. Okay. Brother Tom's going to read the manna for us today.
The manna text and comment for November the 24th is taken from Acts 24, verse 16, which reads, Herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscious void of offense toward God and toward man. In the comment, our conscience requires regulating, as do all the other features of our fallen nature. If our conscience are to be regulated, we must have some standard by which to set and regulate them. The conscience is like a watch whose dial is properly marked with the hours, but whose correctness as a timekeeper depends upon the proper regulating of its mainspring, so that it may point out the hours truthfully. So our conscience are ready to indicate right and wrong to us, but they can only be relied upon to tell us truly what is right and what is wrong after being regulated in connection with the new mainspring, the new heart, the pure will brought into full harmony with the law of love as presented to us in the Word of God.
Normally we sing the hymn and have the prayer. Right now we're going to reverse that. We're going to ask Brother Stephen Cavanaugh to come and ask the Lord's blessing on Brother Tom's message. And then the hymn will be on the screen. We're going to open with 221, but Brother Stephen, please.
Our most gracious and kind Heavenly Father, it's again that we take the privilege of coming to Thy throne of grace. And again, we come to You with much thanksgiving. We thank You for the opportunity to assemble ourselves together, those of a like precious faith. We thank You for the fellowship. We thank You for the encouragement we get from one another through our experiences. And now we ask Your blessings upon this meeting. We ask Your blessings upon Brother Tom as he brings the bread of life to us, that we will have our hearts and minds inclined to receive those things, that they may help us to grow in spirit, grow in character, and grow in love. Love not only for our brethren, but also a proper appreciation for love for the world. We ask Your forgiveness of anything that we may have done or said that is out of harmony with Thy divine will, as we trust everything to Your divine care and keeping. And all these things we ask in praise through the name of Christ Jesus, our Redeemer. Amen.